What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Liam Maitland, KCBS Foodie Chap, with Kate Bellegarde talking Sprouts principal and founder. Kate, good to see you. How are you?
Great. Thanks for making the time today.
I should be saying bonjour because, full disclosure, we are in France. I'll let people know at the end of the podcast where we are exactly, but at least tell us what town we're in. Whereabouts in France are we?
So we are recording right now from Saint-Lubin-des-Jonchereaux, which is a cute little village just 1 hour west of Paris. So we're in the Parisian countryside right now.
Why are we here? All will be revealed in just a moment. Kate, Sprouts. Firstly, what is Sprouts? What's it all about?
So Sprouts is a nonprofit. We're based in California, New York, and just recently Philadelphia. And we work with young adults who are experiencing hardship, and we literally place them in restaurants with some of the best chefs in the nation, and we pay them to learn everything they need to know to land their very first culinary job. And the objective is truly just getting them stable, giving them the tools they need to live the most successful life possible.
Full disclosure, I'm part of the Sprouts family. You can share what I do with Sprouts and what way I'm involved.
So we are so lucky. About 6 years ago, Liam walked into our world. He does auctions for nonprofits all over the United States, plus. Mm. And he came in to volunteer his time and do an auction for a very small, one of our very first galas, and just mesmerized the room. And now he serves on our board, and he does auctions with Dominic Crenn, board member Alice Waters, Michael Bauer, and truly drives the mission of giving back and investing in our restaurant industry home. And make sure that story is told, not just the you story and my story, but the true mission behind Sprouts. It has been a pleasure seeing you add to our movement.
Enough about me. Back to you. Thank you, Kate, for that. And I have to thank Chef Roland Pousseau, because Chef, dear friend and family member.
He's like a
big brother to me, Chef Roland. And he introduced me to Sprouts. So merci beaucoup, Roland, without whom I would not have connected with Sprouts. But Sprouts, for you, Kate, is personal. Why is Sprouts a personal story?
So there are a lot of themes and a lot of motivations that go into my work at Sprouts. And one of the most inspiring, motivating factors is my own experience growing up in a home where one of my siblings really hit the lowest of lows. And we didn't know what his future was going to look like, if there would be a future. And just as I saw his low lows, I also saw his high highs. And it just took a couple of entry-level jobs to inspire him to go back to school, to inspire him to get an incredibly rewarding job, to support his entire family. And that is something that I want, that downward to upward trajectory. I want to be part of that upward trajectory. And that's something that inspires my work every day at Sprouts Chef Training.
Well, there's so many great stories, so many triumphs Sprouts has had. The youth have come through our doors, gone into kitchens, and gone on to do great things. Let's drop a few names, some of the chef partnerships we have, some of the kitchens that have embraced our youth and given our Sprouts opportunities.
Liam, it's crazy. And I mean, you've been in the room with so many of these celebrities, but Dominic Krenn just joined our board. I mean, this is a three Michelin star female chef that has restaurants in the Bay Area, also in Paris, and Alice Waters. I mean, she not only does she have the edible schoolyard, but she did the White House gardens during the Obama campaign. I mean, these are people who truly know how to take an idea and make it happen and transform it into impact.
Yeah.
We have Michael Bauer. He was at the SF Chronicle for 30 plus years as a food critic.
The critic, the voice on food in San Francisco and the Bay Area. And now he's part of the Sprouts team and a really important member of our team.
Melissa King, yeah. not from Lazy Bear, but Melissa King from The Bear.
Yeah.
And when I think of Mary Atea, a Michelin star female chef in New York City who also serves on our board, I am so humbled because it truly takes a village. We say that jobs change lives, kitchens heal, but we also say it takes a village. And that means people who have talent, people who have resources, people who have friends in the right places that can truly drive home a partnership or make sure we're getting that grant we need to give minimum wage to the youth going through our program. But also, it's not just about the restaurants. Think of Stanford University, UC Berkeley, Princeton University, who are also opening the doors to their kitchens on their campus kitchens for our youth. I mean, it's truly, it's a village, it's the work of a village.
And a great part of the story that cannot be forgotten is the fact that, we're giving youth an opportunity, but also for our restaurants who've been struggling, you know, here's what's wild. Even in the toughest of times that restaurants are having, they're still willing, the chefs, to open their doors and give a kid a chance. That is heartwarming, heart-touching, really.
I think so many of us can identify with the restaurant scene. So many have spent a special birthday or a anniversary that's unforgettable at a restaurant, feeling the warmth of that hospitality team. And we all want to support. We all have our chef crushes. And there is a moment where we need to step up and help that restaurant industry. And I think that the beautiful thing about Sprouts is not only are we uplifting the youth, but we're giving chefs an opportunity to increase their pipeline. We're lifting them up just at the same moment that they're uplifting youth.
Yeah.
So they're giving back and we're also giving back. And that's what a real partnership is about. It's about making sure everyone who participates is getting a win. And I feel really strongly about that. And I think that's why Sprouts is scalable to all major cities in the United States.
So right now, Bay Area, Philadelphia, New York, what are the plans moving forward as we look at 2025? What are your hopes for Sprouts? What do you see happening over the next 12 months?
Well, I think to understand what's going to happen in the 12 months, we have to see the long-term vision. And that is making sure we are setting ourselves up for success to be in cities across the nation. So our expansion to New York City and Philadelphia that started last year, we have got to make sure that is standing on stable legs and that we have true community support so that it happens year after year. We're also hiring on team. You can't hire someone on and just say, you know what, actually, it's not working out. I'm going to let you do something else. Like, we're not only providing jobs for youth, but we're providing jobs for community movers and shakers. And that's something I take super seriously.
Yeah.
So stability for 2025, growing and proving our expansion model and accessing, making sure we are securing grant funding and major gifts to allow ourselves to really pursue our three-year goal of getting to major cities across the U.S.
How can people get involved? Someone's listening. Firstly, let's talk a restaurant owner or someone who's running an organization. They have a kitchen and they need hands in the kitchen. How can people get involved and partner with Sprouts?
Yeah, so we have three main partners. We have our restaurant owners that you just mentioned. If they're willing to open their doors and give the gift of love and of empathy and of a second, maybe a third chance, that is a huge gift to our mission. And then there are referral programs. So all of the youth in our program are coming from youth associations who are targeting youth who perhaps are dealing with hardship of some kind. And they are able to refer youth who are food forward and kitchen curious in our direction. That's a very key partnership. And then thirdly, just anyone who wants to help youth or loves food and wants to create community around giving back. I think there's a way to introduce us to people. There's a way to write a check and literally support with your gift and your resources. So there's a lot of way to give back. And you know what? A lot of businesses support, and they will actually choose to fund the internship perhaps once a month for a year of a different youth, or focus on a certain neighborhood in the city of their liking. So there's truly a way to give back for anyone in any sector.
Where do they go?
They can go straight to sproutscheftraining.org. They can go on our Instagram. They can send a Venmo to @SproutsCC. It's as simple as that.
A New Year gift.
A New Year's gift? Why not?
Why not?
Why not?
I'm honored to play a part in Sprouts.
We're honored, as Kate
mentioned, 6 years ago, walked through those doors of Chef Passeau, have not looked back. And it's great to meet the kids, the youth, and to see them on their way. You know, in those challenging times, we've all been kids. We've all been around kids, friends, family members, seen them in the darkest hours, and seen someone shine a light on them. That's what Sprouts does in a challenging time in a kid's young life. For once, they have a mentor, a chef, a restaurateur, someone who lets them know that they matter, that they count, and that can change the course of a kid's life. That's what Sprouts is all about.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think your own story reinforces that. And I think that adds another depth of commitment and power to what we're doing. Yes. I'm so grateful to have you on and to be able to even talk about this. I think spreading the word is one of the most powerful tools, framing our story and letting others understand what's happening so they can feel inspired and know how to help.
Well, I'll tell more of my story in another conversation, but we're going to wrap up letting folks know where we are. Kate mentioned at the top, we're just over an hour away from Paris. I took the train out here yesterday. Set the scene for us. Where are we? Exactly.
So we are literally sitting in a chateau that was built in 1620. We are absorbing ourselves in 400 years of very rich history. I am looking at a plantain tree in our park of 9 acres that is 350 years old. It is a classified monument. And what we are doing here is creating a beautiful community space where we will also offer supportive jobs for youth experiencing hardship. We are thrilled to be hosting Alice Waters in just a few weeks, and we are hoping to create an edible schoolyard in our orchard where we have persimmons and pears and cherries, all sorts of different delicious edibles.
You may need a host for the opening of that to come out and introduce. Yes, I may know someone.
September 11th through 14th, 2025, we have a room ready for you.
Oh, boom. By the way, we have a room ready for you. Friends, if you want to come stay here, I'm going to post a link on my Instagram page. Yay. But through Airbnb, you can book. It's affordable, seriously. And it's magical. It's dreamy. I woke up to the morning sun looking out on a cold, frosty January morn. Did it matter? No. I got my boots on, my jacket, and went outside, took some of the most magical photos I've ever taken of a sunrise. Ever. It's a very special place with a lot of history. But if folks do want to stay, there are opportunities for them to stay here. And you can say, I'm going to my chateau for a vacation.
Oh, absolutely. We cannot wait. We finally have these two beautiful luxury studio apartments that are open to the public. And we have poured our little hearts into these spaces. And I believe after you watched the sunrise and you went to go feed the peacocks,
yes,
we have three gorgeous wild peacocks on the property that will only speak to you if you have food in your hand.
Yes. Well, they spoke to Kate. They ran from me. What does that say? Yeah, come on. Come stay. Come one, come all. Wake up. Enjoy the morning sun. A cup of French coffee, of course, French roast. Hello. And, of course, talk to the peacocks. Why not? Last word with you, Kate. Sprouts, why should people get involved?
I think it's important for everyone to be part of something bigger than themselves. And this is the perfect opportunity to give back. Know that you're improving someone's life. You're giving them access to help themselves. And all the while, going to events and meeting other people who care about giving back. And that kind of community is powerful.
You said it. Bonne année, mon ami.
Bonne année à vous tous.
Happy New Year, one and all, friends. More on the Sprout story, Kate's story. You'll find it at kcbsradio.com and click on Foodie Chap.